And this is the Kaylee Show. I'm Bob Knight. And here in the studio with me, I have North Sea Gas. And can I introduce the band?
Okay. This is Dave Gilfillan.
I'm Ronnie MacDonald.
And I'm Cameron Gaskell.
And you're from Edinburgh, Scotland.
All the way from Edinburgh.
All the way from Edinburgh. And I understand that you're here on a tour.
Yes, the whole of June. We're in the mirror.
Whole of June. I've been really pushing your music here on the show and getting a great deal of great response. People are really loving it.
Thank you.
And can you tell us a bit about your music and how you got started in it?
Many years ago in some grass market of Edinburgh, playing in a small pub. The band came together there and took off from there. From there, we just played around Scotland and went into Europe, and eventually the skinny spread our wings.
Mm.
Now we're doing America. You know. It's America's time turned to suffer.
Well, if this is suffering, bring it on. And, I've digested all of the albums that Linda has sent me, and I watched the DVD that she sent.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good thing.
And yeah, you got a video. I actually got to see you before you got here, so.
We're better looking in the flesh.
So the music, traditional Scottish.
Yeah, 95% traditional Scottish. We have a few Irish, and one or two contemporary songs which we take a fancy to. We'll put them in.
Yeah, I've noticed a few contemporary songs in there that.
You've put a good
twist on them. They're very
good. Yeah, we try to do something different with them. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, shall we play a tune?
Yeah, let's play. Let's play.
Okay, and I want to tell the folks out there that we have some promotional copies to give away. We have a copy of "The Spirit of Scotland," which I don't have. Linda says she'll get me one. I have the album that we're going to be listening from, Dark Island, and we have Lochinside.
Which is the latest one.
Yeah, this is the latest one.
Lochinside's
the latest one.
Yes.
Okay, Dark Island is one that Linda sent me, so I've been pushing that one a great deal.
But Lochinside just came out.
Hot off the press.
Okay, so after the music starts, if... I'll take one phone call, and give away a copy of Lochinside. So here we go with the title cut to it, Lochinside. And the North Sea Gas playing Lochinside. And Dave has an itinerary of where they're going to be.
I'm going to hand over the camera and tell it, you know.
Yes, get your diaries ready.
Okay, get up close to the...
Yes, get your diaries ready. On June the 8th, with the Knights of Columbus, Worcester, at Coubon Road Productions are organizing that one. June the 10th, St. Jonesbury Academy, St. Jonesbury, Vermont. June the 11th, the Center for the Arts in Natick, Massachusetts. June the 12th, the Buttonwood Tree, Middleton. We say Middleton. We're Scottish.
Scottish, you can say it any way you want.
Right. June the 15th, the Shaughnessy, Ambler, Pennsylvania. June the 16th, Oil City Arts Council, Oil City. Then June the 17th, 18th, and 19th, we're at the Irish Summerfest, Euclid, Cleveland, Ohio. Then, June the 23rd, McSwiggin's Irish Pub in Salem, Massachusetts. June the 24th, Greenwich Arts Council, Greenwich. June the 25th, West Yarmouth Congregational Church, West Yarmouth. And finally, June the 26th, Chapel Arts of New England, Gorham, New Hampshire.
Excellent. We've got you right here.
I'm going to lie down now.
tell us about the instruments that you play.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I play the fiddle in the band and sing harmony. I've been a fiddle player for about 35 years now, but it's only been recent 2 years with the band that's been really hot fiddling stuff. Little traditional Scottish music, pipe marches and reels, as well as melodic harmonies for the beautiful voices that the boys do.
How did you get involved with this? With these two?
I was just sitting in a bar playing with a few friends when this Mr. Dave Gilfillan came up and said, "Hey, boy, want a job?"
You notice the theme, we keep mentioning bars.
Yes. Play a lot in bars. Yeah.
No, we don't play a lot in bars, but we spend a lot of time in them.
Yeah. Learning tunes.
So what kind of tunes are you learning?
There you go.
Stout.
Dave Gilfillan, lead vocals, harmony vocals, banjo and guitar are the main ones I'm playing at the moment.
I find it interesting that banjo plays a part in Scottish music.
Well, banjo gets played everywhere. It gets played everywhere, it's worldwide banjo now. So
you have to make people suffer for the
art. That's the way you make them suffer, is a banjo. Yeah, we all know that.
I just gave my girlfriend a brand new Deering banjo, and she's learning how to play.
Oh, that's good fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They make excellent bed warmers.
Do they now?
Yeah, just take the strings off.
Do you fill the cavity with the hot coals to heat the bed?
Yeah. Just ruin the fire. Two
birds with one stone. Ronnie MacDonald, or Mac, to the world at large. And I do lead vocals, harmony vocals, bouzouki, and guitar. Yeah.
I find the bouzouki could be pretty fascinating instrument. How'd you get into that?
God, it was a friend of mine turned me onto it. Prior to that, Bob, I used to just play guitar most of the time. But it's a traditional Greek instrument, you probably know that. And it was quite a few years ago. And I don't remember for the love of me who actually it was that went across to Greece on holiday and brought one back. But it was some folky. And when I heard it, I thought that would lend itself really well to Scottish traditional music. And so I brought one back, and before you know it, everybody was like snapping them up and people were making them. But I didn't make mines. No, I had to go out and buy it. I actually went to a music shop in Edinburgh at home, and I was actually principally in there to buy two sets of guitar strings, which was going to cost me about £12. And I came out having spent £1,200 on the bouzouki.
You've got eight strings.
Yeah. That was why it was so expensive. Yeah.
Well, I know instruments are expensive. I don't know how much a quid is as far as an American dollar.
Near enough $2 or something.
Yeah, $2.
Something like that.
Okay. I recently bought a dobro, and I know it was about $800, and that was a beginner's dobro, so it's quite... instruments are expensive if you're going to play something worthwhile.
Mm.
Very much so.
Well, Dave, what do we got up next for a tune?
I think we're going to go for the last track in the album, which is "Say Will We Yet."
Excellent. Let's get that on. "Say Will We Yet." Excellent tune. Tell me, Dave, how did the band get started and how has it evolved over the last 25 years?
Okay, how long have you got? as I said earlier, the band started off just basically a few guys getting together in the White Hart Inn in the Grass Market of Edinburgh. And we played for a few months there and just suddenly took off. But when actually thinking about it, there was a certain man called Jim Aberthnot who had a lot to do with the band at the beginning. In the sense that he arrived one day and he liked what he heard and actually said, "Why don't you record?" Now, 25 years ago, recording was quite an issue. It was quite expensive and not everyone did it. It's a bit easier to record nowadays than what it was then. And Jim Aberthnot said, "I like what I hear, record an album and I'll foot the bill." We made the album and surprisingly, we sold them very, very quickly. So then we made a second album, and that was us up and running.
I'm not surprised.
And then we went off into we turned professional, left our jobs, and which was a silly thing to do.
Yeah.
But we done that, you know. Bank managers never forgiven me since, you know. But But we've done that, and that's when I started to travel. But the one thing, like, people like Jim Arbuthnot, I think most people in the music would say this, is a lot of people actually help bands and help singers and don't get any praise for it whatsoever. But these are the people who actually come along, and it doesn't matter where we go in the world, we have lots of friends everywhere who have helped the band. Lots of German friends when we tour Germany, making a lot of friends in America now too, who are helping us, you know. And this is something which is very, very important, I think. And because of Jim Arbuthnot, I don't know where Jim is these days at all. I've never lost touch with him maybe 15 years ago. But wherever he is, I thank him anyway. You know.
I think he's hiding from us.
He's probably hiding from us. <Yeah. laughs> He's still trying to get his money back, I think. Like. We're hiding from him.
Phone call in a minute.
Maybe I'll phone call in a minute. I'm here. Yeah. But one by one, because of our popularity in Edinburgh, in Scotland, we were then got asked to go abroad to do some shows for the Scottish regiments abroad in Germany, with lots of German bases at the time. And we went across and done these. And at the time when the British Scottish regiments were getting called back home, leaving Germany, a lot of American troops there too, we somehow, probably by a lot of good friends we knew, moved into the German market and started to actually play to the German people themselves. And very fortunate for us, they liked us, you know, and continue to do so. And because of that, we went from one bit to another bit. We had Canada first, and then we'd done a thing with Australia, and we continue to do this regularly. We do Germany twice a year. We're doing America twice a year now. We do visit Canada once a year, maybe more.
Australia, Estonia,
and Holland, and places like this. But in between times, we still work very, very hard in Scotland. Because that's where we are. We're a Scottish band. We come abroad.
Well, I'm awfully glad you did make it over here to the States, because I've been infected with your music. It's absolutely terrific.
Thank you very much.
And I know that the people listening have all been calling in a great deal, requesting the music. Linda sent me the Dark Island album, and it's just taken off here.
That's wonderful. That's
Everybody's requesting it.
Well, go out and buy the new one, Lock Inside.
Well, there you go. Can you give them a website?
Yes, you can get any information on the band at www.northseagas.co.uk.
There you go. Go online and buy these albums and support these gentlemen so they can keep on doing what they do. And let's see, I got to throw in a station ID here. This is the Kaylee Show, and it's 134, and it's WUNH Durham, 91.3 FM, the Free Waves. And let's see, we've got another set here. You want to read that off for us?
A set of fiddle tunes for the listeners, Bob, off the Lock Inside album. Lady Louisa Gordon, Trip to Ballyshannon, The Old Time Wedding Reel, and Callum Finlay.
Excellent. And away we go. Sorry for a little delay before there. I had some technical difficulties. But so, Dave, we're very grateful you came in.
Thank you very much.
Very, very grateful, because I know everybody's been calling up, really interested in hearing your voices, and they love your music, and I love your music, and I'm very grateful that you came in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you for playing it. Thank you.
And thank you, Linda, for all of your efforts.
You're welcome.
So, a few last words and another tune?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello to everybody out there who we know. I believe it's going out on the web. And we're going to finish with a little thing called A Little Bit More, written by Tommy Sands. Has a bit of American feel to it with the banjo and such things. And that's followed by a tune called The Silver Spear.
Excellent. Again, many, many thanks. And I wish you Godspeed on your tour, and goodwill, and be well.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay.
Same too.
A little bit more.